everybody. Welcome to The Buzz, your entertainment podcast with Scott Tatey and Megan Miller. Time to talk local entertainment, Pittsburgh, Beaver County area. Starting with a pretty surprising show. What do you think about this one at Heinz Hall on Monday, today?
Yeah, I feel like they announced this a while ago, but I'm really excited for it. It's Evanescence with the symphony, or with an orchestra, I guess I should say. They're being a little cagey of who the actual, like, the symphony is, but they're going to be playing tonight at Heinz Hall.
That's a name that kind of came out of nowhere. You remember in the early 2000s, Evanescence had a couple hits. Bring Me to Life was all over the radio.
Oh, like, I remember.
2004 or so, then Call Me When You're Sober a couple years later, and I remember seeing them in an X-Fest show years ago, and that was a really big deal. Amy Lee, the singer, remember her? She came out like a tutu for one of the songs. She was dating a guy in one of the other bands that I can't remember. Man, it's going so far back, but I kind of forgot about them. I got to be honest, they were always sort of they had like a gothic thing kind of going on, and I don't know, interesting band.
Yeah, they were kind of hard to put in a category because like they were kind of gothic, but they weren't like emo.
Was it metal? No. Was it hard rock?
It was kind of a weird, I don't even know if I would call them like overly hard rock, but yeah, I'm intrigued. And the fact that they're bringing an orchestra component is intriguing to me.
I think their new single is actually, they redid Bring Me to Life, their big song, and they kind of gave it more of an orchestral feel. So they're kind of playing that angle. And I haven't read any reviews yet. I kind of want to go into this totally cold and just see if I'm blown away or if I'm half hour in thinking, what the heck am I doing here? But tickets still available.
I mean, you would think that there would either be a need for, there's a reason they're doing this. Like, I mean, if tickets weren't selling, they would have canceled it. So, like, enough people have bought them. So I'm just really curious what the draw, and then also, like, what it's all going to sound like.
Yeah, I mean, usually we both covered concerts at Heinz Hall with orchestral elements. Like, you were Pat Benatar a couple years ago.
And you were Nelly.
I've done Ben Folds, Common. So it usually is an interesting thing. It's not what you're seeing often, and so there is that compelling element. Wow, this is different. But I don't know. I can't wait.
And they just released an album, or are releasing an album with this tour that is also an orchestra, right?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. So if I remember the concert announcement, which seems like it was 4 months ago now, but yeah. So I'm just really intrigued. I kind of like that they're taking this turn though, because they always, like we said earlier, you really can't put them in a box, and now like you really can't put them in a box, and I like that.
And maybe it's cool. We're not seeing them on every other talk show. We're not seeing all this publicity behind it. Everyone's going to go into the audience kind of baffled a little bit. So there's a lot of upside. This could be a really one of those shows you come out of, you can't wait to tell everyone about. So we'll see.
I have a feeling it's going to be that for better or worse. It's going to be I can't believe, like, I've never seen this before, or meh, maybe they shouldn't stick to the orchestra. But I don't think there's going to be an in-between. But then the next night, Halloween, we have a Beaver Falls rapper at the Rex.
Wrote about him not too long ago. Young Hoag's his name, and he actually won a contest that Wham-O sponsored. He got to open for Lil Wayne at Stage AE, like 5,500 people, or 5,500 people there. He was the opening act. He's back at it. There's a rapper called Snow the Product, and she is bilingual, does Latino and English lyrics, and a lot of buzz behind her. But the Beaver Falls rapper, Young Hoag, is one of the opening acts. So I did a Q&A with him in this past Sunday's Times, and I'm really thinking this guy's got some potential to go some places. He's in just a short period of time, he's won a couple big contests. He won another one last year in Pittsburgh. So he's on the map of Pittsburgh rap right now. So it's good to see.
And I like that we had two Beaver County bands, musicians, however you want to say, that opened for national acts. Like on the Delaney's we mentioned last week, opened for Third Eye Blind. And now Young Hoag is going to be at the Rex. That's
exactly.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Beaver County on the map there, so it's good to see. And you talk with him, there's not a lot of places in Beaver County that are booking hip-hop shows, so he kind of has to take his game to Pittsburgh. But he's definitely representing. He's not one of those people that, as soon as they start to get a little bit of attention, they claim they're from Pittsburgh. You know, he's calling himself Beaver Falls, so good to see.
I like that. And we need to take flight in a little different direction here.
pun alert.
The National Aviary is hosting their Wings and Wildlife Art Show and Marketplace this coming weekend, Friday through Sunday at the Aviary.
They do a lot of original things. I got to give a shout-out to the National Aviary. It's not just go there and see some cool birds. They have some creative programming.
They really do. And they have some really cool things where, you know, they had the flight simulator. You can feed penguins. You have the, like, experience with the sloth and all of that. But I really like that they're kind of bringing, like, their message and what they do. Of course, it's birds and other wildlife. But then they're bringing, like, an art element into it. there's, of course, a benefit auction and that sort of thing, but a lot of these works are paint, photography, textiles, jewelry, metal, ceramics, paper, wood. Like, it's a bunch of different things. It's not just, like, paintings of a particular species or whatever. So I'm really intrigued to see what, not only what works the artists are going to have there, but kind of what the inspiration is.
And these are nationally, locally known artists who specialize in wildlife art. So you can have some of the best of the best. Yeah. It's an interesting event.
I'm very intrigued. But then we have to go back to the struts for a second. I feel like you, in my mind, like, you're the only person I've really heard talk about the struts. Although I will say I was driving in today and I heard them on the radio. And, like, I think of that. I don't remember what. It was like
could
a basement.
Me. Oh.
I can't remember. Were they at the Rex or where
I
were
they?
I
saw them at the Smiling Moose, which is worse than a basement. It's like an attic.
Yeah, it was
south
like.
Side. And then they played Alder Bar last year when the Penguins were in the playoffs. So was it 2 years ago? I can't remember. I was one of the people that thought this band's going to be huge, humongous. And if you've ever seen them live, the singer, Luke Spiller, is like, he has a Freddie Mercury kind of thing. He hits these crazy notes and very flamboyant. They're just a great rocking band. But they seem to be in this thing where they sell out, but they're doing small venues. They're on Saturday. They've sold out Mr. Small's in Millville in advance, which is great. But they're playing for like 650 people. That's what they played at Alder Bar. They play maybe for half that many at Smiling Moose. So you got to wonder, when are they going to kick it to the next level? Is Pittsburgh ignoring that, or are they bigger elsewhere, or are they just kind of, they need that follow-up hit? I don't know, but if you've seen them live, they're amazing.
But here's the thing, though. You said like 650 at Smalls. I feel like the next jump would be Stage AE, but the club, of course, is too small. That's smaller, but then you're going from 650 to, what, 2,500? So you're like almost quadrupling your attendance. So are they ready for that in this market?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Is there an in-between? Can they do like Carnegie Homestead in Munhall? That's like 1,000 or so. In the Palace way out in Greensburg, who wants to drive there? But yeah, that's 1,000, and they book a lot of shows. So I don't know. Maybe just the calendar's not working in their favor. Maybe every time they're here in Pittsburgh, someone else has a venue. But I'm telling you, people, if you see the Struts live, you're going to think they're a very entertaining band. And I'm surprised they're not bigger right now, but one day that may happen.
Speaking of the Palace, did you see that they just announced like an acoustic Three Doors Down show?
I did.
In like February?
Yeah. Who was clamoring for that?
Well, it goes back to the Evanescence. Clearly someone is, but that just really struck me as not even an odd concert announcement, but like Three Doors Down and acoustic aren't two that I would be like that I would necessarily put together.
Yeah, they're a big hit, Kryptonite. You kind of need that drum and the excitement
that, like,
starts to pick up speed.
Yeah, you need some of that metal a little bit. So I'm intrigued, though. But anyway, back to this week's entertainment listings. November 5th, Sunday night, Nick Offerman returns.
I cannot believe it. I'm a huge fan. Anyone that watches Parks and Recreation knows him as Ron Swanson, the manly man, the Uber man, the government-hating government employee. He's a total libertarian, just like one of the funniest TV characters of the past 10 years. Well, Nick himself is doing a stand-up show in Pittsburgh. He was here last year with his wife, Megan Delaney, Mulaney from Will and Grace, and of course she was on Parks and Rec as well. But
was she?
She played
a main character?
She played his second wife, Tammy Number Two,
okay.
And she was an evil witch, and she was like the only person he was scared of, basically.
Interesting.
Which is kind of a funny twist. But Nick's coming back, and one of the things he talks about, I guess in all seriousness, is woodworking. And his character, Ron Swanson, was this supreme woodworker. He can make, give him a slab of wood, he can turn it into a piece of furniture. But I guess that's part of his shtick, that he actually talks knowledgeably about that. So sounds like it's going to be a real dry-witted kind of show.
Well, I wonder if he is into woodworking.
He is, really.
Like,
is.
In real life.
Yeah, he can talk the walk in
and
joke about it as well. But again, it's one of those shows I haven't read reviews. I would rather go in not knowing what to expect, because he's just a very funny guy, and we'll see. It's at the Benedum Center, so that holds about, what, 2,800 or so?
About that. Yeah, that's a good way to end a weekend.
Nick Offerman,
cool.
In town, yes.
And we will be right back.
Get ready, get set, get out this weekend. Watch every Wednesday as I, Scott Tatey, give you the scoop on local entertainment and help you plan how to get out this weekend. Sponsored by Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center, a new episode premieres every Wednesday at timesonline.com/getout or watch them on our Beaver County Times Roku channel. Don't miss it!
And welcome back to The Buzz. We are your hosts, Megan Miller and Scott Tatey. This is typically the point in the show where we talk about some of the fun things that we've done and, you know, different places we've been to and concerts, but it's been kind of a slow entertainment week, this kind of last full week of October.
Yeah, were we lazy or was this just a slow week?
I feel like
I should have gone to see Kip Moore. I don't know.
It is a bit of a slow week. So instead of talking about all of the great things that we've seen and done, we're going to go straight into a love or loathe. And I think we're going to end this podcast on a happy note.
I got one for you. I'm going to love something. A couple of local artists getting some radio airplay. One being Dawn Savage from New Brighton, country singer. She has a song out now called Ben Mina Nase. The Froggy radio stations in Pittsburgh are playing now.
Oh, awesome.
You go on their website. She's like sandwiched between like Kenny Chesney and, you know, Lady Antebellum or something. She's right there on the playlist. So
that's a pretty good place to be in life, isn't it?
Yeah, Dawn. And she did a show not too long ago at Old Economy Park, in Economy Beaver County. And, been following her career for years, and it's starting to take off. She's writing her own music now, or writing her own lyrics, which I think is very important.
Oh, yes. Especially, I feel like in any genre, but I feel like country, you can really tell the difference.
Yes. So, yay for Dawn. And then another Beaver County-ish act, the 4019s. Sure, they're from California, but the drummer Nick Ziegler is a Manaca guy through and through. And let's face it, we love him. He's the guy that supplied the theme music to this podcast.
Yes, so we do love Nick. We're excited. Now tell us more where...
They have a new album out, and one of the singles is called Let Love In. And this Tuesday night, Halloween night, 105.9 The X is going to play it. Stacy, the great nighttime DJ, Stacy on The X, is playing the song. She does like a local kind of thing on a 9 p.m. or so. Well, for Halloween night, although it's not a Halloween song per se, she's going to give it its Pittsburgh radio debut.
So,
tune in, and once you hear it, keep requesting and say, 4019s, I know them. They do the theme of the Buzz podcast.
They do, and that's reason enough right there to love them. But no, they've provided our ending and exiting music here. And, we've...
Music that later Little Steven co-opted for his radio show, and he proclaimed it Song of the Week, and it was a nominee for Song of the Year.
I remember that.
No less an expert than Bruce Springsteen's guitarist. So,
So does that mean that we're going to have another local 4019 show?
I hope so. They were trying to play Heinz Field. They were trying to get on the bill for, like, the Great Hall from before a Steelers game, and they just couldn't get the Steelers folks to agree on that. I think they were worried because they saw the California address, even though the drummer is as Beaver County as it gets. But they're looking to 2018. Yeah, we'll bring them here.
Yes, because I remember I got to see them at Woolly Bullies. Was that last year?
It was. Hard to believe. I think
my years are starting to run together a little bit. But yeah, so I think they're due again, and they'll get to play Let Love In? Is that what you said
that's
it was called?
That's the name of the song, yes.
All right. So that's a good love this week.
Let Love In.
Yeah, you're loving Let Love In.
I like it.
On The X. So I guess that'll do it for this week. Thanks for joining us. As always, you can follow along on this podcast at timesonline.com/podcast. Or on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio by searching the Beaver County Times.
If all goes well next week, I'll be able to tell you about the Bob Dylan show, if all falls into place.
If all falls into place.
Yes,
all right. That's something. Is that going
to
be is that going
to
be a love or something that you've done, or maybe both?
You never know with him. Never know.
So, until then, you can follow along on the latest entertainment news at timesonline.com/entertainment. Or on Twitter, I'm at Meg Wrights.
I'm at Scott Tatey. Three T's.
Yes, that confuses some people sometimes.
I agree with that.
But anyway, thanks for listening.